Well, hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
And I am Bill Knight. Happy Toys Day to you. It's going to be an interesting week. I mean, I think it's kind of, there's news out there, but it's a weird news day. And
well,
I'm waiting for that
thing about Fanny is tomorrow, right? They're going to have it. Well, actually, I heard somebody say it could be any time, right?
Yeah, it could be today. I mean, the judge is weighing everything. He threw out six of the cases and dismissed three others. But, you know, he did it with the caveat that, well, you know, these could be reintroduced.
Yeah, I think he said essentially that
got to have more evidence. Or
yeah,
stuff.
It wasn't packaged properly, the indictment, and we're making claims that were unsubstantiated. If you substantiate them, then I might reconsider them. You know,
but you know he did leave it open too that there could be other charges dropped. You know, and I think one of them got Giuliani off the hook. I'm not sure of the things that he dropped, but I'm wondering there, is this just the precursor to allow Fannie to stay in or bring in another prosecutor because then they can re-indict, redo, re-explore? Or is this judge perplexed because he is a Democrat and he wants to go along with the Democratic rule?
You know, you say that, but I don't think he is, Bill. I think he, I do not, I could be wrong. Maybe you read it, and if you read it, correct me.
Well, it doesn't matter. The point is that he was an appointee, you know, from the left. But let's look at this, the whole picture. If Fannie gets back in and does what she's doing, and we know it's a sham, and all people on the right know it's a sham. Are they going to be upset and say, that's it, we're done, and it's mayhem in the streets? But then again, because Fannie, at the front of this, went to, you know, the churches to rile them up in the community, and she's in an election year. So if, you know, she gets stripped of the authority, and a lot of the case is going to hell in a handbasket because she didn't do her, you know, it was.
I got a question for you. If she gets stripped of her job, can she still continue to run and get reelected?
Yeah, I think so. And my whole thing is that, but I'm not sure on that. But, you know, if it's a smackdown on her in that case, then does the left get riled up, which they will do? Mm-hmm. They'll organize and. And so the judge is going, I'm damned if I do to the left and I'm damned if I do to the right. So maybe he's trying to find a way to split it down the middle,
well,
which is not fair justice.
I don't know. I hear a lot of pundits have different theories as to what they think is going to happen.
Well, you know what I think is going to happen?
Some of them
we're
going
to know by tomorrow.
Well, that's true, and I think you're pretty accurate with that. But some people are like you saying, well, he may split it down the middle. Other people say it's a precursor to him coming down hard on Fannie Willis, the mere fact that he did what he did. You know, you talk about them resubmitting the indictments, but what I heard was that whole process takes time. And
the election will be gone.
The election will be, it'll be over by then. Now, I'm still hearing a lot of stuff. I don't know about you, but I'm still hearing a lot of stuff about don't even think about the election. There's something in the wind. There's something happening right now behind the scenes that we don't know about that may put the whole thing on hold. Can you imagine if that happens, if they decide that we have to temporarily suspend the election because of some major crisis that has happened in the United States? I mean, this is what they're talking about right now online.
But
a lot of people believe it.
What is the crisis going to be, and who is going to be, well, you know, at the head of that crisis?
Well,
you know,
let me tell you, right now, the big talk is about what's happening in Haiti. Now, if you aren't paying attention, there's so much crap being thrown at all of us folks every day. It's hard to keep up. You really do need a scorecard to keep a running tally as to what's happening in our country. The border crisis, as we speak, at this very moment, there are still people crossing over into the United States, and we don't know who they are. We have no idea whether they're criminals from Venezuela, and there's a lot. They have emptied out their prisons. You know, they have said to the prisoners, look it, we'll let you out, but you can't stay here. You got to go to America. So they put them on buses, bring them up to Mexico, drop them off, they cross over, and they're our problem. They're here. You know, and when they come across, have a clean set of clothes and they have smiles on their face and they look like they're just average, ordinary people. And what does our country do to protect us from these people? Well, it puts them on buses and airplanes and flies them around the country, ships them around the country, drops them into your neighborhood. And then it becomes not, it doesn't just become the country's problem. It becomes your problem.
Well, you know, I understand that all the giveaways and everything that they're doing, even that $400 a month, it's nothing more than a tax credit, and it doesn't even add up to the number that he talked about. He goes, well, it means a $10,000 tax credit over 2 years for the first-time homebuyers. Well, a lot of these illegals will get that tax credit, and there's money to be given to them for certain things, and it's a two-year thing, and I'm going, okay, it's enough to get them in here. They're not illegals. They're undocumented. So let's hurry up and document them so they can vote, or we can vote for them and get into the office. Oh, now that we're in, guess what, friends? And you know what? If you're an illegal that's listening or an undocumented person, just keep this in mind. You're going to be in the same boat that we're in just a couple of years, because Biden, once he uses you and the Democrats use you, they're done with you. Now, when it comes election time again, they'll talk, you know, they'll sing your song. And then when they get what they want, get out of here. You're wasting my time.
Okay, here's, in my opinion, what's the biggest problem right now. We have the border problem, which is terrible, and I think that's an ongoing sore on our society.
We could fix it if we wanted to.
Oh, we could do it, Bill, this afternoon, but this administration, if you think this is not done with intent, then you are sorely mistaken, because they want this to happen, period. And now, if you haven't heard, off the coast to the east of Cuba, there is the island of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. They're all on the, they sit on the same island. And Haiti has gone to hell in a handbasket. The president of Haiti, his name is Ariel Henry. I thought it was convenient that he was out of the country when this happened, and he, on his way back, he ended up getting stranded in Puerto Rico. If you're going to get stranded in some place, get stranded on a nice Caribbean island that is protected by the United States. That's where he is, and he has said that he's going to resign his government, and Haiti can take care of its own problems. Heavily armed gangs have taken control of and attacked the country's infrastructure, including Haiti's own only international airport. It's being led by a guy who has an interesting nickname. They refer to him as Barbecue. Barbecue? Then you're saying, well, that's a strange name. Why would they refer to him as Barbecue? Well, let me tell you why they refer to him as Barbecue, because he has a little fetish, something he really, he likes to burn stuff, including people. That's right. He likes to burn people. So this guy, Barbecue, a former policeman, by the way, I thought he has a law enforcement background.
That's nice.
Yeah, he's causing turmoil and mayhem on the island of Haiti like they've never seen before. So the people now have said, there's only one thing we can do. We've got to go to the United States. So the country, our country, is bracing for a wave of migrants from Haiti. And as a matter of fact, the governor, Ron DeSantis of Florida, has put his National Guard on alert. He doesn't want them coming to Florida, because they're going to see, here's the other problem. I know this is going to sound crazy, once again, they're not all upstanding people. A lot of the people who are coming across to Florida, to the United States, are, can you believe it? They're criminals. They're people from the prisons. That's right, Bill. I know it sounds as it's a shock.
I think you're making this up.
Nuh-uh. It's right here in the piece of paper. Criminals. And so a lot of the people who are causing the problem, the rioters, you know, the guys who started it, the rebels, a lot of them are saying, oh, wait a second, I don't have to stay in the street with my rifle. I can put my rifle down, mix with the crowd, go to America. They'll feed me, clothe me, house me. And then if I want to do things like rob stores and kill people, I have a whole fresh new batch of people I can do it to.
Well, do you not think it's planned? You know, I mean, what they've done with this and Haiti, I think, you know, a lot of this stuff is probably stirred up in the background by somebody that, probably somebody we know who they are.
Well,
and it's all designed to sit there and get these undocumented people to swim across the water and invade Florida, which was kind of, it happened to be a red state, just like Texas. And all of a sudden, they get this influx of people, and but they're undocumented. They're escaping everything, and we got to welcome these people. Isn't that what America's all about?
It's funny you talk about Haiti and its past. I got a clip here. This is from the third presidential debate, 2016. This is Donald Trump. Listen to what he says.
You take a look at the people of Haiti. I was at a little Haiti the other day in Florida, and I want to tell you, they hate the Clintons, because what's happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace. And you know it, and they know it, and everybody knows
Secretary
it.
Secretary Clinton.
that was 2016. This is why they don't like Donald Trump. They don't like Donald Trump because he tells it like it is. You know, this was 2016, and Trump was looking at right across at Hillary, and he was saying, you people went down there and took advantage of the poverty in Haiti with your Clinton Foundation. The people only got a fraction, a minuscule fraction of what you generated, the revenue, and the rest of it went to the operations of the foundation. Yeah, and to a lot of other things, too. It was a money generator for the corrupt. And Trump knows it. If Trump knows how to do one thing, he knows how to make money. For example, Truth Social.
Dinero.
Yeah, pardon?
Mm-hmm.
He look at Truth Social.
I said dinero.
Yeah, he knows how to make money. And he knows when people are trying to make money corruptly, too. And he knew the Clinton Foundation was corrupt. And that's what he was saying on the stage. And he was talking about Haiti in 2016. Here it is, what, 2024? And we have a problem now, folks. We have a problem. These people are going to hop on boats pretty soon. And Ron...
How do you know they're not doing it now?
Well, Ron DeSantis has put... I think he said he mobilized 20,000 troops to man the coastline of Florida. But I don't know what you're going to do. Do you turn them back? Do you tell them, get on your boat? What we need is the American Navy to be out there. You know, someone said
under
this...
Under the Coast Guard, actually.
Someone said this morning, and I couldn't... At first, I went, ooh. Maybe what we should do is we should send in military forces into Haiti to squelch the rebellion and to get us so the people don't leave. If they don't leave the island, then they won't have a problem in Florida. You know?
Yeah, I get that, but, you know, we do have to protect ourselves, and if that's what it takes to protect ourselves, I guess you got to do it. But we don't need to be sticking our nose in everything, especially with the guy that is calling the shots in the White House, because whatever we would do there would be wrong.
Well,
and we would sit there and we would pay for it for years.
What do we pay millions of dollars a year for? We pay for the United Nations. Where the hell are they? Where are the peacekeepers from the United Nations when you need them? Why aren't they down there
Haiti? What is their take on our border problem?
Well, see, I think the United Nations wants our border to be crushed. I think it's intentional.
It does.
They want us to have a crisis on our border. And I think that they look at Haiti as just being an extension of that crisis.
Well, you know, yeah, look, you take down America, you take down the borders, all of a sudden, we don't need a president of this country or a king in England or anything like that or a queen. You know, we just need one leader, and that would be the president of the United Nations.
Well, you know, I had heard several years ago that one of the guys who wanted that job was Barack Obama. Wouldn't that be
Obama
nice?
Obama and Clinton, both of them.
Wow. You know, there's a sheriff. He's not a border sheriff. He's not a Texas sheriff. He is the sheriff of Polk County, Florida. I've been to Polk County. Polk County, Florida is where Winter Haven is. That's where the Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians used to play exhibition baseball. They have a stadium down there. I've been down there. It's a beautiful area, nice area. Not too far from Orlando. It's like southwest of Orlando. And so it's not a border state, but he's affected by illegal migration. And this guy, his name is Grady Judd, and he's paying attention to what's going on. And even before Haiti's problem festered, he said this last week. Listen.
And what this is, and I want everybody to see it clearly, federal policy drives illegal immigrant crime and victimization. And that's the focus, other than our victims of human trafficking. Listen, folks, I want to introduce you to Andres Gill, okay? Here's this guy. He's also on this board, but get a look at him for a second. He came down here from New York with three females. All of them are in the country illegally. Did you hear what I said? They're all here illegally. He's the one that comes with them to drive them. These ladies are all controlled by a human trafficker. We think their human trafficker is a female. She sets up their appointments. She puts their ads online. She tells them where to go. And by the way, on Friday, the victims of human trafficking, and we've grayed them out, three of them that are here illegally from Venezuela, three of them have to pay her $3,000 apiece on Friday, or else they're threatened. So they're not free. They're really indentured, and they're quote-unquote paying off their debt. Now, here's what they told us, all right? I'm sure the federal government will verify that this is not true, but you decide who you want to believe, whether you want to believe these victims of human trafficking or the whitewash the federal authorities give you. They said that when they came into the country illegally, DHS gave them a form, an ID, paperwork that allows them to fly for free. You know, Southwest would let your bags fly free. Well, the federal government will let your illegal immigrants fly free. And they operate out of New York. And they were working up there, and the New York authorities said, hey, if you don't have identification, you can't work in our sex trade up here. You know, we don't allow sex trade here at all, but New York will allow you to do some stuff if you got the proper authority. So they say they make a lot of money. They're addicted to it. These ladies are going to give you more details. They tell us that they fly to major metro centers for free on the federal government, where they set up their appointments for sex all around the country. Did you hear what I said? Listen, folks, if they don't pay $3,000 apiece on Friday, they're in trouble. The human trafficker sets up the deal. Hey, this deal is just outside of Tampa. They say they show this ID, this card, this paper, they fly for free down here. Then they fly back. But we heard a similar theme from all 21 of these folks. We can't work legally. We're addicted to this cash. It's a lot of cash and it's quick. So we have to give $3,000 a week. We get to keep everything above that. We have a crisis at the border. And because of the crisis at the border, we have people that are victimizing illegal folks, forcing them into the sex trade, because we allow these criminals in the country illegally. We all rail about this and nobody pays any attention. And then we want to politic everything. Oh, we had a good piece of legislation that limited the average to only 5,000 illegals a day in the country, and then we can shut it off. If you can shut it off at 5,000 people illegally coming in this country a day, you can shut it off at no people illegally coming in this country a day. But the politicians are politicking while the victims are being victimized. I read an article this week that says, well, the illegals coming here aren't committing crime at any greater percentage than the people who are here legally. What they didn't tell you is if they weren't here illegally at all, the crime they would commit here would be zero. So we're being victimized. But that doesn't make any difference on the national level. You see, because they sit up there behind their gated communities and in Congress, and they play politics back and forth between the two parties, while illegals are victimized, citizens are victimized, children are victimized. You've got this goofy-looking kid here who's making sure that they come up with $3,000 a week apiece, and he's here illegally. It's a mess, and it doesn't have to be. If we can deal with it and catch it on the local level, they can stop it on the federal level. Shame on all of them, every one of them, for not getting together and saying, you know, there are things bigger in this country than my individual politics.
Sheriff Grady Judd from Polk County in Florida, which is where Winter Haven is. And, you know, the thing that I got out of that, I didn't realize this. We just assume that they get one flight from one, you know, from the border to their destination city. What he said is they give them a piece of paper that gives them the right to hop on just about any plane, anytime, and fly anywhere. If they're based if they're based in New York, right, and they have a sex appointment in Tampa, is what he said, they just show the voucher in New York, hop on a plane, fly to Tampa, you know, do their business, get their pay, show the voucher again, and fly back to New York.
So it's sponsored prostitution from the U.S. government.
Absolutely correct. You hit it on the head, my friend. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's what it is. And no telling, because, you know, prostitution used to be legal, and the prostitute would take her paper to the judge, and he would sign off that she was inspected. Yeah, how they did that, I don't know. But, you know, but it was cool, and she was able to go out and be a sex worker. Are these prostitutes, and probably male prostitutes too, mm-hmm. let's be honest, you know, have they been checked for diseases like that?
I just heard there was an outbreak recently. I want to say someplace in the Northwest, an outbreak of, was it measles? Or maybe it was in Chicago. They haven't had this kind of an outbreak of this disease.
Oh, yeah, deadly measles, yeah.
Yeah, in decades, and all of a sudden, Because they're not being checked for health care when they come across the border.
Look, I question a lot of shots, but there are shots that we've gotten and you go through life with, because legitimately we have, you know, done away with a lot of things. Measles is not one of them, but we do get our shots, you know, and we have been immune from a lot of stuff. But if we're bringing in people that have this, well, you know, you got a shot when you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
And you're 50 now. You think that shot's still in your body? Probably not.
I gotta tell you something before I forget, because, you know, when you're my age, you grab a hold of a thought.
45, it's all downhill.
You grab a hold of a thought while it's racing through your head, or you lose it. But, you know, I like when I'm doing nothing late at night, I'll go on like Telegram. Now, they're talking a lot about TikTok. We'll talk about that in a second. TikTok being a corrupt social media platform, it's run by the Chinese. And that's not good, okay? But what they don't talk about, for example, is Telegram. You know, I don't know if you realize this, but I was told that Telegram is based out of Russia. It's owned by a Russian organization. Right. And if you go to Telegram, it is a sea of garbage. They don't have any restrictions, basically. I mean, there are restrictions. It's not a pornographic site. But whatever your political belief or philosophy, whatever you have to say, just say it. It's okay on Telegram. So, you know, after the 2020 election, everybody was desperate for an answer because it didn't make sense. And you were hoping that there was going to be some kind of justice. Everybody was, you know?
Everybody talked about Telegram. Oh. And they went to that. But, you know.
But, Bill, here's the thing I wanted to say before I lose that thought, because it's still racing through my head.
Catch it.
I know. See, I almost lost it again. But so you have Telegram, and I went to this one site, and they have this video, you know, the end is here, or something like that, right? So, this looks interesting. You know, and I click on it, and it has a dramatic introduction. Some of these kids really know how to work video programs. I mean, they can make it look good, and they can make it look like it's professionally done. And then the host comes on, and he sounds like he's been working out in the shed, you know? I mean, hi, how you doing? And I want to tell you, I was just on this guy says, I was just on a Zoom call with 50 Patriots, and they're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. And I was thinking, wait a second, flag on the play. First of all, if you are working with a militia group, you don't have a Zoom call.
No.
You don't have a Zoom call. Hey, listen, you don't want to see, other people can see the Zoom call between you and the people you're talking to. You know, yep. And you don't want to, I'm just saying.
You're not going to draw attention to yourself is what you're trying
to
say.
Yeah, you don't want to say, hey, look at, you know, we're going to overthrow the nation and let's get together on Zoom. You know, what the heck is going on? Anyway, be very careful what you listen to and what you believe. You know, there are a lot of, some of these people are well-intentioned. They want the best for the country. But there are other people who have these sites, I'm sure, who are troublemakers and or maybe have other more nefarious reasons for doing what they're doing, like they want to cause chaos. You know, there was a term that somebody used during the beginning of this whole period of time we're living in right now after the 2020 election. They called it hopium. Hopium. There are people who sell or give hopium. It's a drug. Everybody wants hope. You know, everybody wants to cling to an idea that justice will prevail. So there are sites and some people out there who get their rocks off by selling you lies. You know, we're going to fix this and we're going to get together and you know, everything's going to change. And it's not, you know, you have to use your common sense. One of the things about our show, let me tell you how Bill and I do this show. We get up early, and we do our homework. We go to sites that have the news. We read the news. We understand what's happening in the news, and then we give you our thoughts on it. It's a pretty honest way of doing it, you know? It's actually, I'll call this crazy. It's kind of old-school broadcasting, you know? It's like what Bill and I did for 50 years. Maybe I did it for 50 years. You're a lot younger than I am, so maybe.
Yeah, I'm only 16.
Yes, true. So maybe you did it for about 5 or 6 years, but
sure.
You know, our program, we try to give you our opinion based upon fact, and other people are throwing conjecture out there like it's you know, free of charge. I heard one guy say on another, and it's almost like entertainment when you watch these. God forgive me, but I go to these things and I look at these things. And I you got to be kidding me! One guy said, and he's supposed to be an expert. And by the way, this guy who said this has got a legitimate resume. So he says, I'm an expatriate. I live in Japan, and I'm going to tell you right now that. Between March 15th and April 8th, something major is going to happen, and forget the 2024 elections, you know, because we're going to go into military. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, he says he got the information from a member of the Japanese royal family. And I'm thinking to myself, and why would he have, why would the member of the Japanese royal family know what's going to happen between March 15th and April 8th in the United States? Why would he be privy to it?
Well, you never know. I mean, yeah, these heads of states or families know about stuff, so.
Well, all I can tell you, folks, is be wary of what you believe. Be selective about what you believe. And if it sounds too good to be true, based upon experience, life experience, it usually is too good to be true.
Yeah, anyway. I was just Looking at a story. I saw it earlier, and I wanted to mention it. We don't have to go into a lot of detail, but apparently West Point.
Oh,
you know, you think, oh, somebody awful. Goes to West Point, you know, you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Hurrah. You know, we're doing this for country.
Yeah.
Honor. Duty.
Absolutely.
You know?
Duty.
You're here to do the good of your country. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Wait. Okay. I beg your forgiveness. I made a mistake here. West Point has removed the words duty, honor, and country from its mission statement.
What did it replace it with?
Well, I didn't delve that far.
I have it. I have the answer. Yes.
Sure.
Duty, honor, country removed, replaced by the two words Army values.
Army values.
Yes. Army values.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, right there tells you we don't have any. Look, a country without borders is not a country. A country without a military can't defend itself. It is not a country because it's values. It's values. Listen, and I don't mean to make a mockery, but the point is we've taken this department and we're Biden.
It's woke. It's woke.
We have dismantled. We're dismantling all the institutions and the protections of our country. We're taking off the safety valves.
It makes you. It flusters you if you're a person who considers themselves a patriot. It gets you upset to a point where it's hard to get the words out, and it's true. But Bill, for generations they have said the term duty, honor, and country at West Point. For generations they have said that. They've said it with pride, for duty, honor, and country. That says it all about a cadet and an officer from West Point.
We've weakened our moral values for the longest time. I mean, even in marriage vows, you know, to love, honor, and obey. Well, obey, I understand that word. But, you know, people take things way out of proportion. But, you know, till death do us part. Well, no, now it's, you know, basically they haven't said it yet. You know, I promise to love you until something better comes along.
Well, Bill, look what Biden did, right? He makes that statement about Lake and Riley when he's forced to at the State of the Union, and he calls the guy who did it, the vile animal who killed that poor girl, he calls him an illegal. Well, you would think the media would have said, well, yeah, why didn't you bring up Lake and Riley in your speech? Why was it that a representative? No, the media didn't talk about that. The media said things like, do you regret saying the word illegal? I want to puke when I hear them talk like that. That is something that a journalist never would have, a question they never would have asked. You know, are you concerned with the wording, the words that you used? And no. I would tell him, first of all, get a life, pal. You know, let's talk about the real issue. The guy who killed that poor woman, you know, that 22-year-old nursing student.
Journalists don't, they're not free thinkers anymore. They don't have a mind of their own.
True.
As a matter of fact, and this is a fact, you know, they have a press room at the White House, and they send out a daily talking points memo to every news source out there, which if you flip around, you hear them say the exact same headline over and over. Now, it doesn't stop there. It goes down to even their voting base. They sit there and they give them talking points. You don't have to know anything about it. You just shout this out there. Put it on all your social media. Here's some negative AI memes that you can put out there, too. It is a full front attack on, you know, they say their democracy. Yeah. No, it is our democracy. And you guys are trying to cut it in half, carve it out, and push the other side away. And it's a propaganda. They've turned citizens into propaganda mongers, and this is all crap.
I love it when these young reporters have the audacity to sit with, quote, the president of the United States in an interview and ask him whether you regret saying the word illegal. I mean, you want to reach across, grab the guy by the collar, and shake him. Okay, I'll leave it at that. You know, wake up, pal. This is you're talking about that as an issue. The wording, the words that this man used. Anyway, we are in desperate straits. Another thing I wanted to bring up, Bill, before we run out of time, because it goes by quickly. You heard about TikTok. China may lose the ability
they're going to have to sell it.
Yeah. And it's been passed in Congress, the vote, 352-65, which is one of the few times I've seen in recent times where a lot of the Democrats crossed over and voted for it. And at first glance, you know, you look at it and say, all right, that's good. Then when you think about the wording of what they've done, you think, wait a second, essentially, the way it's worded is that if the government doesn't like any media, you know, if it doesn't like, for example, our program, we can be forced to get new hosts. I mean, they've relinquished a lot of our freedoms by voting for this bill. I want to play for you. Marjorie Taylor Greene was on the floor.
Oh, they're already mocking her about this.
Yeah, she was on the floor of the House yesterday. Listen to what she said.
I rise today as the only member of Congress that has ever been banned by social media. On January 2nd of 2022, Twitter banned me, banned my personal account on which I was campaigning for Congress, raising money, and using my free speech to inform the voters in my district they can vote for me. This was not by a company owned by China. This was by American-owned Twitter. This came on the heels of our own United States government working with big tech and working with social media companies to censor and ban Americans' free speech. I believe that this bill can cause future problems. It's opening Pandora's box, and I'm opposed to this bill. Most Americans don't trust the United States government because of our experience dealing with it. Never forget that the United States government also was the one that provided the Russia hoax to Americans. It also worked to ban Americans' free speech. It also has worked in so many ways to illegally, warrantless spy on Americans through FISA. If we wanted to be serious about stopping a foreign adversary, if we wanted to be serious about stopping China, we would stop China from buying our U.S. farmland. We would raise up our American energy independence. We would also stop the Green New Deal and not rely on China, who owns and operates 85% of the battery market worldwide. There are dangers that lie ahead in this. This is really about controlling Americans' data. And if we cared about Americans' data, then we would stop the sale of Americans' data universally, not just with China. There's some further issues. This is a Pandora's box. What's to stop Congress or the United States government in the future from forcing the sale of another social media company, claiming that it's protecting Americans' data from foreign adversaries? I think we could see in the future another Russia, 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 and possibly force the sale of X, as many members in this body claim that Elon Musk is altering the algorithms of X. By the way, it was Elon Musk's purchase of X that restored my social media account on Twitter and allowed me to have my free speech back on Twitter. There's also members of this body, the Democrats, are claiming that election meddling can happen on social media. Well, we can never forget Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. We can never forget the election meddling that happened there. And by the way, American-owned Facebook and Instagram is where most of the garbage, like the gender lies and the woke lies, exist. Many Americans and many teenagers believe awful things, and they don't just see them on TikTok. They see them on Facebook and Instagram, too. I don't think this will accomplish what the goal is to accomplish. So there's other concerns, I think, here. is that when the government moves into forcing the sale of TikTok, who is going to buy it? That's the question that we should be asking. Who is going to buy it? Who will be the next to control the data of over 170 million Americans? Are we going to trust Mark Zuckerberg to control their data? I certainly don't. By the way, most of the time, my posts on Facebook are shadow banned, and I certainly don't have the reach on that social media account. I think that there's many other ways to protect data, and I think this body is capable of it.
The gentlelady's time has expired.
I oppose the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Well, she said a lot of interesting things, and it's so true. Right now, we're thinking, ooh, we're going to get nasty old China out. But they can turn around and take X from Elon Musk and say, well, he's doing bad things with the data. We got to get him to sell.
Look, it doesn't matter who buys TikTok. Let's just say that Rumble buys it. Rumble's Canadian. Well, you know what? They got TikTok, and they're really conservative, and that's hate speech. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to ban them, too. And then you got to sell that company or get the hell out of the United States. You know,
that's a good point, though. You know, they may actually, you know, they're based in, I think, Canada, right? So,
right.
Who's to say that they're not going to turn around and say that Rumble has a foreign influence that is not good for our country, and we got to get them to sell Rumble?
Yeah, they can do that. The other things they can do right on the servers, you can block a country. You can geo-block a country, and they will force that. Now, she mentioned something, and you know, but let's turn this scenario around, because I was thinking, okay, you know what? The foreign countries ought to ban Facebook. Just say, got to get out of here or sell that company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Zuckerberg took a hit when Trump said, you know, that it was about him. He lost a lot of money over what Trump said about him and which he deserved to lose, but he still got a lot of money. He could actually sit there and go in and buy TikTok.
Sure.
And then TikTok becomes, you'll never have a conservative value on there.
No, you're absolutely
just like
correct.
Facebook. So I'm sitting there going, you know, maybe this social media stuff, but then they control the electronic media. Is not the best thing out there.
What are you more concerned with? Are you more concerned with TikTok, or are you more concerned with the fact that the Chinese government has purchased farmland right next to military bases? And
I've always been concerned about the farmland. I don't care if it's China, if it's Russia, if it's anybody globally. You know, American soil is American soil. That's the only true asset that we have, our land. And when we give that away, we've already opened the borders. We're selling off the land. You know, we're selling out the country. We're telling the military, forget duty, honor, and country, because there is, and you notice they took the word country out of there.
Of course. Absolutely. You know,
and duty and honor, those are secondary.
Why did they replace it with army values? That is so vague. Army values.
Could be anything. And, you know, I'm not trying to make fun. You know, I kind of taunted a little bit, you know, with the voice and everything. It's not, because there are people of every persuasion that are conservative, just like there are people of every persuasion that are, you know, they're stupid. Well, you know, they're communists, they're socialists. And, you know, even socialists and communists, what we got going on in the United States, and it's happening everywhere, it's a whole different breed.
You know, they're bragging about the fact that we now have in our military high-ranking officials, colonels, majors, who are transgender, who walk around in women's uniforms. These are guys, and they're bragging about it like, well, look how woke we've become. But, you know, overseas, the Russians and the Chinese, They're not getting into that mode. All they're interested in is making their soldiers find killing machines, and if the case ever happens, beating the living daylights out of us. And now we're spending all of this time. Why is it the people at West Point are spending their time worried about the words in some some paragraph that they've had for years when they should be thinking about making their officers stronger and more
What happens when we have these woke officers? I mean, the military, you know, is there to break things and blow things
kill
up
things.
And tell the other
kill things and break kill people and break
and tell, you know, the other guy goes, enough, let's sit down at the table and talk. That's it. But we don't have that anymore. What are these guys going to go out there, wave a flag? Can we talk about this? Can we just talk? Can we get along?
I hate to say this, but look at the border situation. Let's imagine for a second another country. Let's say Iran, all right? Now, if you wanted to sneak into Iran for some God knows reason, right, do you think they'd just let you walk across, or would they shoot you? That's harsh, and that's cruel, and that's violent, but it's also realistic that probably more countries than not have rules that if you step into the country and won't stop, if you just keep going and they tell you to stop, they probably have authorization to shoot to kill. I know that sounds ruthless, but they value the sovereignty of their borders, and they don't think that you just have the right to stroll in. But this administration, these people in our country, have destroyed that. Now, there was probably a time when if you ran across the border and you wouldn't stop, our Border Patrol probably had the authority to take you down. You know, I mean, they probably wouldn't do it as a first option. But if they told you and you kept trying to get away from them, you know, their job was to stop you from penetrating our country. Mm-hmm. Right now, this administration has made that same Border Patrol into a travel agency.
Let me ask you a question. Just a weird thing. You're talking about Border Patrols and, you know, facilities that are secure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do we have out a little bit over from Texas and over in Nevada, and don't we have skunk works out
there? I was going to say Area 51, yeah.
Area 51, and they have the ammonia detectors. In other words, you step across a certain line, there are sniffers out there.
They have signs, Bill. They were in English, too, by the way. They're in English. Authorization for the use of deadly force.
Oh, well, they have to do away with that authorization now because they're only in English. Mm. I mean, we have illegals there, but... You know, these are where all our guarded secrets are, and we've already opened up the borders, and, you know, we probably can't say, stay out, you can't go here. So some of our best, most secure technology is probably at...
Risk
now, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But and it's right down there in the front lines.
Is this administration, you cannot say this is all accidental. We have some of the, quote, greatest military minds and greatest strategy thinkers in Washington. And they've gone through all of the different scenarios before we even thought about them. So somewhere along the line, someone said, you know, if we allow the border to collapse, it's going to affect this, and they're going to get into our infrastructure, and and someone said, okay, let's let it happen. Let's let it happen. I can't imagine somebody doing that. That is treason to me, with a capital T.
Okay, you know, let's open up that Pandora's box, and mm-hmm. That's under Joe, you know.
Right.
And look, the Hur report, on the hearing the other day.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, it shows that Biden's getting a pass on everything. And he did commit treason, and we do nothing about it. But we go after Trump, and it's on hearsay.
Well,
we say that he did it, so he did it.
I want you to hear this. This is Carmella, the vice president. She was out.
I have this here to talk about.
I want you to hear this. This is important. She said this at a rally, some kind of political campaign. Listen.
And that is not all. If he is reelected, the former president has openly said he intends to weaponize the Department of Justice against his enemies.
Un- f- freaking believable.
Well,
they've taken.
Minute.
They've
Didn't
taken.
The,
wait,
the
wait, wait, wait.
Okay.
They've taken what they're doing right now.
Right. That's what I was
and projected
say.
It on Trump. They've already weaponized the Justice Department, and they're using it as a weapon against Trump and MAGA people. But she's making it sound like, ooh, if Trump gets in, he's going to, well, let me tell you what he may do. He just may use it as a justice tool again and go after the criminals who are, in my opinion, already in public office. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I mean, you just dotted the I's and crossed the T's of what I was going to say. I had that written down. But you know what? The Justice Department, maybe we need to take these institutions, dismantle them, and rebuild them new, the way they're supposed to be. Because is it too woke anymore? Are there too many people in there that'll block you from every move? I mean, the Justice Department has been a tool of the Democrats. It's a tool right now. And that's why I'm saying time is running out for Trump and time is running out for the Democrats. That's why there's that call that sometime between basically now and April 8th, something going to happen.
Well, I got a question. Just again, we have no idea. What do you think? Do you think we're going to make it to the 2024 elections? That's like 8 months away. Are we going to have a 2024 election, in your opinion?
Well, my opinion is we're going to have something very devastating. If they cannot trip up Trump, and if they can't do that, then the only way to stop anything, because it's not, okay, let's back this up. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep saying it's about stopping Trump, about stopping Trump, about stopping Trump. It's really not about stopping Trump.
About stopping
Jim,
us.
It's about stopping you
and
me and the American people and the will of the country. Now, they'll have you believe that the will of the country is totally socialist and communist, but they'll call us socialist and communist. I got news for you. In, communist Russia and the socialistic countries of the world, they're going, you guys aren't socialist and you're not communist because you wouldn't be allowing certain things that you allow in your country. And that's why I say, you know, people are saying, oh, don't you think, you know, everybody ought to get free this and free that and free this and free that? I'd love everybody to get a lot of perks and benefits, but you really don't get them. That's number one. And just the way we're doing
them. The only people who are better off right now in the Biden administration are the illegals who've gotten into this country.
Doesn't and I mean, say they're being used, and they're going to even at some point
you
in time,
and I are not better off. You and I are paying more for everything.
Well, not according to Joe and Kamala and their propaganda department, because America's better off today. Gas prices are down, grocery prices are down, the economy is much, much better. All the numbers are just falling into place, and everybody loves around the world Biden, and they hate Trump. They don't know why we're supporting him. Although, if you get on social media, and we all do, especially the gamers, the young kids that are out there, they talk to maybe when they play a rival in Europe or they play a rival from Russia, and they're going, you got Joe Biden.
You know what they say? You know, Biden says that if there's a problem at the border, it's Trump and the MAGA people.
Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends.
Just remember this. Trump was building the wall. We didn't have the illegal influx. And it was Biden that took down the wall. Now, if you if you take down the fence around your yard, are stray animals going to get in there?
Absolutely.
People that are of nefarious intent, they're able to walk through your yard because you don't have a gate. You don't have a fence. Doesn't mean they can't jump over it, but you have no protection. Is that going to happen? I think it is, and we've taken down. And again, any history except maybe ours, they used to teach it, but a country without a border is not a country at all.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Do we have a border?
We have no border. As a matter of fact, they're coming in from Canada now. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The increase in illegals coming across from Canada has grown in the Biden administration?
Actually, I think, why are they coming from Canada? Why don't they go to Canada?
Because all our attention.
There's a lot of land there.
All of our resources are down on the southern border, and I think we've, to our detriment, We have not been paying attention to our northern border. They're probably shipping in drugs and stuff. There's a lot of
wilderness. You see, Canada has a border. They don't. You have to pass through there legally. So for them to come the other way means Canada is helping.
Yeah,
in this
but
thing
have you?
Too.
If you, all you have to do is take a good look at any map and look at the size of that border and look at all the all the wilderness they have built. They have abandoned lumber roads that cross the border that you can walk across. No one's going to catch
it. We got a problem, and you know what? We're gonna lose some valuable people in this country, citizens.
Yeah,
many of them are immigrants that came in. Yeah, many of them are immigrants that came in the right way. But
you know what I was thinking, Bill? Seriously,
we're gonna be a smaller country real soon.
This is gonna sound crazy to a lot of people, but if you don't already have it, you should go and get your concealed carry permit. Right, you should do it as soon as you can because. In the not-too-distant future, you may have to carry a weapon with you when you go to the grocery store because you don't know who you're going to run into and what they're going to do. There are people who will rob you for nothing, or if you look at them the wrong way, they'll shoot you, all right? So we've allowed these people in this country. I would recommend get your concealed carry permit ASAP and a good weapon.
One of those right there.
Yeah. So you couldn't see it, folks, but he showed me his concealed carry.
Yeah. Big deal. I pulled it out while you said that. I got to look and see when it expires.
Yeah.
I got to renew it next year.
It's sad that we even have to say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, make sure if you've never used a weapon. Make sure you've had someone show you how to operate it because they're not like a toy that you can just pick up. And you should always assume that the weapon is loaded and never point it at anybody unless you intend to use it. Now, those are the fundamentals right there, friends. And understand how to work it and clean it and if it jams, things like that. Some of us got some training when we were in the military, others took classes, but and you can go to any gun club; they have them all over the place. Most of them have classes that you can take because they encourage new members, and they'll teach you all the fundamentals. And you wouldn't want to drive a car and not know how to start it, right? You wouldn't want to use a gun unless you knew how to use it. But I hate to say it, but we really are going to be in a situation where you're going to have to think about where you're going and who's going to be there when you get there. I got to think, Bill, this is going to do a terrible thing to malls around the country. Places that were safe zones for decades.
There is an attack on American businesses. Now, Biden was bragging about there's more small businesses and stuff. Well, look in New York, what's happening this month. Okay, people are still trying to make a comeback. Now, I'm not saying they're, pizza shops are going to go away, but all of them are facing this month. Pizzas, they put it on the little pan and they put it in that fire oven that's either, wood burning or whatever.
Yeah.
There's an emissions law there now that you're going to have to pay some guy $20,000 to come in and look at that oven and sit there and tell you how you're going to catch natural fumes. I mean, what, we're going to send a bill to God when we have lightning striking a forest and it catches fire?
Think about it. They want a 75% reduction in particulate emissions from pizza ovens.
Yeah, so you better get your New York pizza now because I think by the 20th, forget about it.
Bill, let me ask you a question. We were talking about Haiti a little while ago. How do you think these dystopian environments right now, and they're becoming crazy. There are more illegals walking around the streets of New York than tourists, okay? When you start having all of these illegals enter illegally into our country from Haiti, where are they going to go? They're not going to go to the rural places. They're going to go to places that have the infrastructure to support them, like New York, Washington, Chicago, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Miami, bigger cities. They're going to... And can you imagine and I don't mean it because if you don't have order in these cities, if you don't have people who are there legally, if everyone who comes to the city is on the dole, it's going to diminish significantly the safety and the value of the town. You know, good people who used to visit there because it was a great tourist spot to see a show, they're not going to go. People who used to work in New York City are going to try to figure out a way to commute by Zoom or get a job in the suburbs because it's not a safe place to be. I used to work in New York. I used to walk from 52nd Street and 6th Avenue, Avenue of the Americas. I used to walk from there down to Grand Central on 42nd Street, and I'd do it sometimes in the summertime. I would do it every day, and I'd do it at 10 o'clock at night. Never think a thing about it because, you know, it's the city that never sleeps, right? And but the point is, it's not safe now. You don't know in those 10 or 12 blocks, you don't know what you're going to run into right now because of the strangers who they've allowed into the town. And, you know, they've cut back on the police force. Do you know what they did, Bill, in Pittsburgh? In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they announced it this week.
What's that?
Between, I think it's 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the morning, they won't be answering burglaries or minor assault calls or something like that. Some ridiculous, they will diminish the quality of their service from the police force, and they'll do it because they're understaffed, because the Democrats who run the town have cut back on the number of police officers. If they retired, they didn't replace them, and now they haven't got enough cops to patrol the streets. So if you are in Pittsburgh and you want to raise hell, if you want to break into a bank or something like that, or if you want to steal something, the best time to do it would be overnight because the cops aren't going to show up. And if you think that's the exception, that will be the rule.
That's going on a lot of places. You know, you can sit there and call the police and say, look, you know, domestic violence going on. Anybody hurt? No, he's just yelling at her, but it's getting heated up. Oh, I'm sorry. We can't come out to that.
Yeah.
We're not going to come
That's
out
exactly
to public
right,
disturbance.
Bill.
You know?
And you know what happens with domestic violence? It escalates. If the cop had gone out there on the first call, maybe it ends, you know, they go to separate corners.
Well, you know, the court system's already backed up. So what happens when you go, you know, a woman has got an abusive husband, or X needs a restraining order. Probably you're not going to be able to get that, you know, unless you, you know, find a way to do it online. It's going to kick you back saying, no, you're going to have to, after, you know, 2 hours of sitting on, you know, online doing stuff or on the phone, you're going to have to go and make a trip. And then they're going, oh, no, you got to fill out a form and, you know, make an appointment. In other words,
yeah,
your safety, your justice has gone out the window with Biden. So if you don't feel... if you don't feel threatened, you feel secure, go ahead and not vote for him again, because your non-vote will actually count as a vote, because they've stolen before. Yeah, I said that, and they're going to steal it again, and they know they are.
I got something. We'll play it tomorrow. Tucker talking about voter fraud. You know, he's on the same page we are. They have every intention of trying to steal it again in 2024.
They're not trying. They're not going to try. They are going to absolutely do it. They're talking about Adam Schiff, a big, you know, a shift in the way, because the way that he won, he swept all these counties. But yet somebody sat there and they recorded it. You know, the numbers just automatically flipped at one time.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, he's going to look
and
look
they don't
sleep.
Talk about it, Bill. They don't talk about it. If you
There's
and I don't talk
here,
about
look
it
the other way, there's nothing here.
You know, these stupid, ignorant people, look at just because someone's on MSNBC, take it from somebody who used to work at CBS, all right? They're just people, all right? I mean, you may see them on the big screen in your house and say, oh, boy, that Joe Scarborough, he must be important because I see him every morning. No, he's just a guy. He's a guy who has a show, and television magnifies their importance, okay? Just like radio did when I worked on the year in radio. But we're just people. We're just guys with the same weaknesses and foibles, and some of them are really smart, and some of them are as dumb as a box of rocks. Yet we give them this deference like, oh, he has to know what he's talking about because he's on MSNBC. Well, I'm telling you, folks, don't pay any attention to these people, because don't give them that automatic respect. Do your own homework, as they would say, and double check what they're saying to you, because many times it's ill-informed. Let's just leave it at that. Before we leave this, you have some things you want to talk about before we close the door?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, something that you probably need to be aware of is that we're giving billions in sanctions to Iran.
I saw that, which, yeah, that's good.
You know, yeah, didn't we lose some soldiers over there just not too long ago, three of them?
Hey, listen, you don't be picky, Bill. You know, we already gave them billions. Let's give them some more. You know, it's the Biden thing to do. Take your money, take the Americans' hard-earned money, and give it to our enemy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's pay them to hate us even more.
That's true.
You know, and everybody talks about AI and robotics and what's going on. I found this kind of amusing. Apparently, there's an AI robot. The Saudi Arabia has a robot.
Oh, really?
His name is Mohammed. And, you know, the face looks like, you know, a store mannequin doll, but he's a real moving, talking robot. And there was a female interviewer there to talk to him, and he was like, "Hi, I'm Mohammed." And he reached his hand up to her buttocks and goosed her.
Are you serious? This is an AI robot?
An AI robot, Mohammed.
He's got issues. He's got issues. Hey, I don't know if you heard about this, but Hunter Biden, you know, he, for the longest time, he said, "I'm not going to do any kind of a hearing unless it's public. I'm not going to do any kind of hearing in front of Congress unless the world can see it." Well, Congress said, "Okay, Hunter, we'll go along with you. I know we subpoenaed you for a private hearing, but you didn't come, and we're ignoring that because you are Hunter, and there's a difference between Hunter, for example, and Peter Navarro, who's going to jail for the same thing. But Hunter, we'll take you up on that public thing. We'll do a public hearing." So what did Hunter say yesterday? "On second thought, I'm not even going to show up for the public hearing because it'll be a Republican zoo. So I'm not even going to do a public hearing." See, this guy is a liar. It's part of
He's telling you he wants his Democrat friends there because they will give him a pass, give him a wash. They won't show him sitting there in his all natural with a crack pipe and a whore. They'll show him all dressed up in a suit, and, you know, he's a respectable young man.
But he won't even
following in his father's footsteps.
But he's not going to do a public hearing now, too. He's turned down the private and the public. He's told Congress literally to take a powder. But here's what he's not going to be able to walk away from. He is going to be, the gun charges in Delaware. He's going to, let me see whether I got this right. I don't want to misquote anything. Hunter Biden will likely go on trial for his felony gun charges filed in Delaware on June 3rd, a few weeks before his tax-related trial in Los Angeles. So he has two trials coming up, the gun trial in Delaware and the tax-related trials in Los Angeles. I don't think he has the option, call me crazy, but I don't think he has the option to say, "I'm not going to show up." Do you?
I don't think he does, but then again,
it is Biden.
It is Biden. Things do change, and if he doesn't show up, do you think they're going to take him and lock him up? Really?
Hey, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
Biden's got a slide. I mean, Biden's committed all kinds of crimes. Yeah. And, I mean, well, what about Trump? What about Trump? Hey, well, you've accused him of things, but these are all, you know, Biden has got hard evidence against him.
We never hear about Tara Reid. Remember Tara Reid? You know, she was so traumatized by the way she was presented in the American media that she literally moved to Russia, to Moscow, to get out of the country so she could live in some semblance of peace. Can you imagine that? But it's the truth.
She's a Democrat.
Yeah, she was an aide to Senator Biden, and she claimed that he molested her. We'll leave it at that. I don't want to get into the details, but he molested her, and no one would listen to her because he was Senator Biden, and she was just a little aide. Hey, Bill.
And Jill knows about this, too. And, you know, there's something weird in the relationship.
Yeah, I know.
of that couple. But there's more I could go on about Biden, but I think the clock, the battery's winding down.
That's true.
Put new batteries
hey,
in.
Hey, if you want to contact us, our number is 833-538-7868. 833-538-7868.
Mail at itsanotherday.com, mail at jimandbill.com, jimandbill@mail.com. Any other email addresses that we need?
No, I think that's about it. I think you covered all the email addresses in any. I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what, we're on Podbean, Twitter,
we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. We're everywhere. That's right, Chicken Man.
We're everywhere.
Yes. Anyway, you want to end the show in your typical but forceful way?
Yeah. Bye.
No, that way. The other way.
No. Oh, okay. Hasta la vista, baby. We're out of here.
This is CRN America.